You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The brawl in Hockeytown, fight night at the Joe, March 26, 1997, the night Red Wing Darren McCarty tore into Colorado's Claude Lemieux.
Let me see Igor Larionov go, but he did, and now Darren McCarty gets his shots in at Claude Lemieux. And look who came all the way out to try to help, Patrick Roy. Oh, my goodness. You never know when to expect it, Darren McCarty said before. Vernon and Roy. Mike Vernon with a great left. Follows up with the right. How about this? Lemieux was hammered by Darren McCarty, and he is being helped into the locker room.
And the reason for that huge fight, it happened 301 days earlier. Game 6, Western Conference Finals, the Red Wings against the Colorado Avalanche. Claude Lemieux hit wing center Chris Draper from behind, and that sent Draper face first into the bench, smashing his face. Chris Draper retired from the Red Wings in 2011 after winning 4 Stanley Cups, and these days he's a special assistant to the Wings general manager, and he is with us now. Chris Draper, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and quite the introduction, that's for sure.
I guess I should say happy anniversary, maybe?
Yeah. Listening to that, I mean, you can barely hear the announcer. You know, you just hear the fans, and, you know, with the 20-year anniversary coming up of that night and the closing of the Joe, and I know, you know, a lot of everyone kind of talks about their favorite moments at Joe Louis Arena, and I know a lot of people pick that game and pick that night as one of their favorite moments. And it's amazing 20 years later, you know, I run into people and it's like, you know, I was at that game, you know, and then other people would talk about, you know, where they were when the game happened. It's just something that hockey fans don't forget.
No, they don't. And take us to the night of when you were hit, Chris. What do you remember about that hit and the moments after?
To be honest with you, I remember it very vividly. There was a scrum along the boards. Joe Sack was there. Marty Lapointe was there. The puck kind of squirted out. I was right by our bench. I pulled it out, and then I got it. I moved the puck. The next thing I remember is being on all fours. Obviously, got blindsided, got hit hard. I was down, and I just remember our trainer, John Wharton, was there immediately because it was right in front of our bench. You know, I'd been hit before. I had stitches. I'd been concussed, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I was just kind of on all fours, and I was like, you know, this one just felt different. Tried to get up right away, and that didn't work out too well. And then I was on all fours, and then John Wharton and Keith Primo. Keith came on the ice to help me up. And I just remember I could see the door to get off the ice. And I was just like, just get to the door. And that was really, I remember just getting there. And I took one step off the ice, and next thing I know, I woke up, and I was in the dressing room with the doctors. I woke up twice and blacked out a couple more times. And obviously, I'd been loaded with some painkillers and sat up, and just like I had done before and just like hockey players do, you get off the table and you start getting dressed, and I was ready to go back out there. And that's when the doc kind of grabbed me and said, we got to have a little talk here. And he walked me over to the mirror and said, you're definitely done for the night.
Whoa. Well, I guess so. Broken orbital bone, broken cheekbone, broken nose, broken jaw, concussion.
Yeah. I had, I think it was 16 to 18 stitches, a laceration right under my eye where I broke my orbital.
And there was a long recovery, but then take us to March 26, 1997. Your jaws are unwired, you're back on the ice, and it was the brawl. And this was the third time the Wings and Avs had played each other since that infamous Game 6. What do you think was different about this game?
Actually, that was the fourth time. That was our fourth and final meeting before the playoffs. Lemieux was hurt. He didn't play in any of the three previous games, so that was probably obviously the biggest thing. It was in our rink. You know, we hadn't beat them up until this game. At the time, the game was not going our way at all. They were beating us physically. They were beating us on the scoreboard. They were the defending Stanley Cup champions, and they were playing like it. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, there's a scrum along the boards right benchside by us. You know, it was Igor Larionov and Peter Forsberg. Then a kind of little bit of a delay. There's a little scrum kind of going on. And then, you know, Max wires crossed and he searched out Lemieux. And then, you know, just like you just started with that clip of the interview, away it went.
Away it went, and it did.
You know, in the article for Players Tribune, you know, just the one time I was watching the video, I was almost frozen just watching it. And I've watched this probably hundreds of times. It's something that you just don't forget. You know, we probably couldn't have scripted it any better. The brawl, the way the fights went, the way we kind of rallied around each other, and then we ended up having a comeback. We were in overtime, and ironically enough, Darren McCarty comes out and he scores the game-winning goal. So for our team, that was just something. When teams go on and be successful and during a season, there's probably, you know, all teams can kind of say, you know what, this game kind of stood out. And just that game of how everything happened with the brawl, with the way the score was, we were down by 3 goals at one point. We came back to win. Max scores in overtime. That was a big statement for our team that we were ready to go. And obviously then 97 turns out to be us being Stanley Cup champs and, you know, ending the 42-year-long drought. And, you know, so we couldn't have scripted that game any better for our team.
You sure couldn't. Darren McCarty told me Lemieux once skated over to him years later during a game and said to McCarty, "Hey, I hear things are going better for you. I'm glad for you." I'm wondering, did you ever hear anything from Claude Lemieux?
No, he didn't. And I'm fine with it. You know, like, that's the one thing. I know, you know, he and Mac, obviously, that's something that, you know, was epic for the game of hockey. That rivalry between, you know, 1996 to 2002 was unreal for the game. I'm glad that he said that because, obviously, you know, Mac, he has had some tough times, and Mac is an all-world teammate, an all-world friend, and it's nice that, you know, he did reach out to see how Mac was doing. But, you know, for me, we never crossed paths like that, never did until, you know, like I said in my article, until the day after the draft a couple years ago. That was really the first time that we had any conversation whatsoever.
This is a real moment in history for the Red Wings as the doors are getting ready to close forever on Joe Louis Arena, going to get torn down. What do you take away as your top memories from your years at Joe Louis Arena?
Well, so fortunate to have so many. It's unreal. You know, for me, you know, winning the Stanley Cup in 1997, just with everything that we had just talked about, you know, in 96, that was a devastating loss for our team. And obviously, personally, for me, even more so. We had set the record with NHL regular season wins. We were the hands-on favorite to win the Stanley Cup. You know, and obviously, it came up short. We lost 6 games to Colorado. You go back, you know, the previous 2 years, we got swept by New Jersey in the finals in 95. And then we got upset by San Jose Sharks in 94 in the first round. We were a team that just kind of seemed like we were always there, but, you know, people kind of questioned if we had enough to win the Stanley Cup. And for us, being able to silence all the critics and kind of keep that core team together and become Stanley Cup champions in 1997, that's something that I'll never forget. You know, the first time that I grabbed the Stanley Cup, we were able to do that victory lap with it on Joe Louis Arena in front of 20,000 fans, confetti raining down. I had my, you know, my whole family there. My wife, who at the time was my girlfriend, she was there. Just amazing moments like that. But you just look at the teams that I was able to play for and the success that I was able to have with so many of those guys. We have so many memories, and it's such a special place. For me, one of my greatest moments in Joe Louis Arena was Game 2 in 1998, the Stanley Cup Finals. In overtime, I scored the game-winning goal against Washington Capitals at Joe Louis Arena. I mean, that's something, you know, I'll never, ever forget. And then, you know, we won again in 02 against Carolina at home. So many great things, so many great games. It's a place that I've walked into thousands of times. It's obviously an older building, but it's an intimate building. And you just see the same people and the friendly people. And that, to me, is something that, you know, is so special for being a Detroit Red Wing.
Chris Draper, we want to thank you so much for sharing your memories, and also thank you for all those years on the ice with the Detroit Red Wings.
That was my pleasure. I'll tell you what, on behalf of my teammates, we had, you know, an amazing run. And Joe Louis Arena and the fans, I mean, can't say enough, you know, of how they kept coming out, 20,000 game in, game out, night after night. And, you know, we were fortunate to share 4 Stanley Cups with all Detroit Red Wing fans at Joe Louis Arena and you know, the city of Detroit, the parades. I mean, you name it. It was an amazing run for our team in that era, and I appreciate it. Thank you.